Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you had a great Monday. Man, we got more to do. Like, we got Monday Night Football coming up in an hour. We got the Cowboys. We got the Raiders. The two big American brands, except for they both got losing records. Dallas Cowboys are still trying to turn things around for a postseason run. Las Vegas Raiders, well, they're just like the Jets and the Falcons. They're a team that's going nowhere. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We talked about James Franklin, got himself a new job. He got fired from Penn State. He got hired by Virginia Tech. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase suspended one game for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Looks like LeBron James might be back in action tomorrow. Looks like Victor Wembanyama will be missing and out for weeks with a calf strain. Justin Fields has been benched, and Brock Purdy is back. God bless him. Shedeur Sanders looks like he's going to start next week as well. Hey, it didn't go all that well for him with the Ravens yesterday. Maybe you have better luck against Las Vegas. Hey, the Chiefs, are they done? Man, he took an L yesterday. We're going to have Carrington Harrison from Kansas City. He'll be here with us in about 20 minutes to talk about these Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not they're done this season, okay? You had the Lions and the Eagles yesterday, Sunday night football. Whew, it's just been a day. We got so much more to get into. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Me, I'm broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. Ready for more football, man. Ready for more. And, you know, we talked about all these loser teams. And I guess we've reached that point in the season where, like, if I'm a fan, why am I still showing up? Why am I going to go see the Jets? Why am I going to go see the Browns? Why am I going to go see the Raiders? I mean, you really got to be a diehard fan. And so tonight, Monday Night Football, we got the Dallas Cowboys, who have a record of 3-5-1, getting ready to take on the Las Vegas Raiders, who are just 2-7. Let's get the Raiders the hell up one out the way, because, of course, there's a little more meat on the bone when it comes to having any conversation about the Dallas Cowboys. The Raiders are on a three-game losing streak. The last time we saw them was against the Denver Broncos. They lost 10-7. And the story for the Raiders this year is Geno Smith and Ashton Jeanty. Okay, Geno Smith right now, he has thrown 11 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Okay, we know that he's Pete Carroll's guy. Coming back over is pretty much a package deal from Seattle with the Seahawks. There's nothing here with the Raiders. Okay, they are just existing right now to basically get blown up. Pete Carroll is coaching this team for Tom Brady, just to have some semblance of a transition. Because whenever the Raiders are good, they will not have Pete Carroll on the team. And they sure as hell will not have Geno Smith. I told you about Geno Smith has more interceptions than touchdowns this year. And then you got Ashton Jeanty. Man, we thought he was just going to be a super destroyer, right? He only has 547 yards rushing this year. Like, he hasn't been unleashed, and how can you unleash the guy when everybody knows the quarterback sucks? They could just stand in front of Ashton Jeanty and know nothing is going to happen. This is tough. The Raiders are tough. Watching them is tough. It's bad. Now you got Geno Smith who's been running around on a bum leg. It's just... It's going from bad to worse. Hey, Geno, how's your leg doing, man? You okay?
I feel a lot better. Alex Guerrero, training staff, they've done a great job at, you know, just staying on top of it. And obviously not, you know, completely healed yet, but, you know, feels a lot better.
All right. Bacha, how many interceptions does that mean? Instead of throwing three, he's only going to throw two?
He might get none if he gets sacked and the quad gets injured again.
Oh, damn. You trying to put him out? Damn, Bacha, okay.
No, I'm just, it's likely.
Okay, well, let's see. Hopefully he can stand up, not be driven into the dirt. His coach, Pete Carroll, was asked about playing on Monday Night Football so all of America could see how bad they are. Listen to this.
There's something special about Monday night, regardless of who you're playing. That's the truth. You know, it's prime time and all that. Everybody grew up watching that and enjoying the heck out of that and picturing themselves someday being part of that.
Oh, well. I mean, the big story tonight isn't so much about the Raiders. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, we know, unfortunately, Marshawn Nealand, he took his life a few weeks ago after they played against the Arizona Cardinals. He helped score a touchdown, and then he took his life. The Dallas Cowboys have been active at the trade deadline. They got Logan Wilson now. They got Quinnen Williams. They've added some pieces to their defense. And so even though they haven't played coming off of their bye week, it's been ridiculously busy, crazy busy for the Dallas Cowboys. A couple of their guys, new dudes, excited to play. Quinnen Williams said, yeah, I'm a Cowboy. Of course I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I'm like you said, man, I haven't played a game in a long little minute. So I'm super excited not only to play a football game, but to play for this organization, man, to play for this team, to play for the guys in our defensive line room, and also to play for the guys in this organization.
Well, behind Quinnen Williams, they got a new linebacker in Logan Wilson from the Cincinnati Bengals. He's equally as excited to get out there on the football field.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a lot different than the last 5.5 years in Cincy. You know, wearing the white jersey, the star on the helmet. It'll be a good change for sure, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, as crazy as their owner is, they still are iconic. Like, they're a team that a lot of people want to play for. You want to play for the Dallas Cowboys, unless you don't want Jerry Jones and his, all his nutty behavior. I mean, that may be a reason to stay away. You heard Bacha say Geno Smith has to look out for his quad. Quinnen Williams may be sitting on him in about an hour from now. This is what Geno had to say about these Cowboys additions to their defense.
You start with what the Cowboys do in their scheme. They've got a lot of other players that we've got to make sure that we have an eye out for. But, yeah, Logan Wilson, they just acquired Quinnen Williams, a guy who I played against a bunch, and a great defensive tackle in this league. He's been a perennial all-pro, perennial pro bowler.
Yeah, but you don't want no piece of that guy. So the Dallas Cowboys are trying to turn things around. You know, the Dallas Cowboys are just one of these teams that they just exist right now. Like, there's nothing fancy about the Cowboys, and unfortunately they had to deal with the tragedy of Marshawn Nealand, and they've had to figure out how they would honor him moving forward. It's just been a bad situation. Listen to what their head coach Marty Schottenheimer Brian. Yeah, I watched enough Marty. Listen what Brian Schottenheimer had to say about losing just a human being, somebody in that locker room.
You just take it one day at a time, and you don't have to have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. We probably won't have all the answers, but you lean into one another. You love on one another. I go back to the culture, and the guys in that locker room will be okay because of the strength that they draw from one another.
Listen, man, Dallas Cowboys are typically a joke. Dallas Cowboys have a losing record. 3-5-1 is just ugly to even look at on paper. Dak Prescott is just getting beat to high hell. I mean, he even had Draymond Green called him a bum and then came out and apologized for it. So Dak Prescott is just catching strays all over the place. I mean, in that loss against Arizona, 250 yards passing, one touchdown, and one interception. I think the Dallas Cowboys are going to bounce back. I think they're gonna have a victory. We got the Cowboys in Las Vegas against the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys to win this one. I mean, the Raiders, well, the Raiders stink, okay? And Pete Carroll, he can look at the talent on the Cowboys and go, man, those guys are better than us.
The Cowboys have always had a special thing about them. Jerry Jones and the family did a fantastic job of raising this franchise to the level that they're at, and they're a tremendous, you know, international brand. You know, we are too. You know, and so it's a good matchup in that regard, and hopefully we can play a really good football game.
Yeah, I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys here. Okay, and Ashton Jensen, good luck with him. Okay, you got Kenny Clark on one side. You now have Quinton Williams. You got Logan Wilson. Ashton Jensen may just have to have one or two big runs to really have a great game. I could see the Dallas Cowboys just going out here winning this one. I mean, outside of, Geno Smith getting the ball to Brock Bowers, I do not feel optimistic about this game at all. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. Damn it, they may beat them by 10 or 13. I don't know. But, Botcher, what do you think? We're going to have a sloppy game, a good one?
I think the Cowboys will blow them out, honestly. They're motivated after just losing one and then two. I think they're going to try to step up just after you lose someone, part of your team. They're going to try to take a big step. And then the Raiders itself, I just don't see it with Geno. There's nothing really to look forward to for the Raiders. Brock Bowers, maybe. So I think the Cowboys win this one pretty easily.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, the Raiders are just, they're treading, absolutely treading water. And just knowing that this is not the team that's going to win anything. It'll be interesting to see how things just move forward for them in the future, okay? Raiders stink. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Okay, things aren't looking good for the Raiders. But even if you stick around in the AFC West, I got to mention this, and we're going to have a chat with Carrington Harrison in about 10 minutes from Sports Radio in Kansas City. We're going to ask him about the Chiefs. They lost last-second field goal yesterday. Lutz kicks the Denver Broncos into a 9-2 record. Denver beats Kansas City 22-19. Kansas City Chiefs are now 5-5. The Broncos are 9-2. Patrick Mahomes has been trying to do it all this season. Yesterday, he had one touchdown and one interception. Okay? The Kansas City Chiefs, let me say it again, they are 5-5. And it seems like every time and every chance they get an opportunity to kind of turn things around, they miss out. They miss out. Okay? We saw them lose to Buffalo. Now they lost to Denver. Is this a championship team? I know it's a team led by Patrick Mahomes, but They look pedestrian right now. The offense isn't moving the chains like they have in the past. Andy Reid was asked about the offense and why it stinks. You got Rashee Rice back and you got Worthy and you got Kelce. Why does the team suck right now? Is it the run game?
Yeah, well, listen, they're the number one defense in the National Football League. So we were fighting, and then we had some where we were going backwards and kind of self-inflicted things. So got to take care of them.
Yeah, they are one of the best defenses in the damn game. Patrick Mahomes, he was asked about why they lost, and he says, it's my fault.
I mean, just having an opportunity at the end of the game and not coming through, getting the ball back with 4 minutes, and all you need is a field goal is a spot that we've been in a lot, and we've been able to do that. But I mean, there's hit things here and there, but I think that's the biggest one is that's what you want. You want to get that opportunity at the end of the game, and I didn't come through.
Yeah, he didn't get the job done. Here's a better question. And this is going to be an interesting response. Y'all are 5-5. The Broncos here have a record of 9-2. Do you, the Kansas City Chiefs, do y'all still believe that you can win the AFC West? Do you still think you can win the division?
Obviously, it's going to be tough to get back in the division race, but at the end of the day, all the goal is to get into the playoffs and try to make a run at it. And all you can focus on is next week. We got to learn from this one as much as possible. Got to keep moving forward. That's what this league's all about.
Patrick Mahomes basically laughed at the question. He's like, man, we're done. We're cooked. We got to get in as a wild card and then just let the chips fall where they may. And that's where you have to have some confidence in the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, they still have Patrick Mahomes. And let's be real. Are people facing the Chiefs expecting them to put up 40 and 50 points on them? No. But I still believe that there's not a team in the NFL, in the postseason, in the AFC, that will go into the playoffs and go, yeah, I want to play against the Chiefs. Nobody's signing up for that crap. Nobody. And so here for Denver to go ahead and beat the Chiefs, and Bo Nix, he didn't have the greatest game. 295 yards. He didn't generate a touchdown. He was asked about the victory last night, and he says, oh, hell yeah, it's a big one.
If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And, if you're some say if you're scared, go to church. But if you're going to play this sport, if you're going to play this game for too long, you can't really be intimidated, or there's really no sense in going out there. If you don't believe you're going to win and eventually get to the top, then I feel like you just waste so much time.
Oh, I mean, he went out there and just hit. He hit every cliche imaginable. If you're scared, go to church. You got to beat a man. You got to beat the man. He went out here and borrowed some words from Ric Flair. Yeah, let's see if he can help generate anything in the postseason. I'll tell you this, ain't nobody scared of Bo Nix in the postseason. I mean, the Broncos are winning these games barely. And meanwhile, you got the Kansas City Chiefs. They're trying to hold on to any position to get into the postseason, and that is the hope for the Kansas City Chiefs as it stands right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, you know, we'll talk more about the Chiefs. We're going to be joined by Carrington Harrison from Sports Radio in Kansas City. We'll get his thoughts on the Chiefs. If they're done, if they're cooked, can they still go to the postseason? We'll have that chat with Carrington on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Right before we went to break, we gave you a preview of tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Cowboys and the Raiders, and then we talked about a couple of other teams that are playing in the AFC West. Of course, we got the Kansas City Chiefs, and we have the Broncos. The Broncos get the victory on a field goal yesterday, 22-19. The Chiefs now have a record of 5-5. Patrick Mahomes is like, yeah, it's tough to win the division. We just got to get into the playoffs. To talk about the Chiefs and what they've done, where they're at, where they could still go or not go, joining us is someone from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. He's the host of The Drive. Welcome back, Carrington Harrison. Carrington, how are you, man?
JR, how you doing, man? Usually I can come on here and I can kind of, you know, talk my stuff a little bit. I can pop a wheelie. You can't do that when you're 5-5 and Thanksgiving's around the corner.
You can't do that. So what's going on with these Kansas City Chiefs? Is it the lack of a run game? We know Denver's defense is great. What's going on?
I mean, I would say the answer is really all of the above. The lead of the show today for me was this, and I don't think nationally too many people paid attention to it. We didn't really talk a whole lot about it locally. So there was a corner last week on Buffalo that said that he spotted a tell with Xavier Worthy on when the Chiefs were going to run the ball and when they were going to pass. And then yesterday, Chris Jones said that on the final drive of the game that Bo Nix was able to identify what the Chiefs were doing and they need to do a better job of disguising their coverages. I think in some ways the league have just figured out the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it started with the Super Bowl, and I think it's kind of like the Mike Tyson effect. Mike Tyson was the baddest man on the planet, but when I saw you get knocked out by Buster Douglas, you're just not going to have that same fear of Iron Mike anymore. I think it's a combination of that. I also think the Chiefs just as a team and as a staff has just grown a little bit stale. They've had the same offensive coordinator, the same defensive coordinator, same special teams guys. I do think there has been some sense of complacency with the way that they've built this roster.
When you think about you talk about the roster building, we know the excuse from early in the season was the injuries and the suspensions. Xavier Worthy got knocked out by friendly fire. You got Rashee Rice, who was suspended for driving like a nutcase out in Texas. But now that everybody is back, it seems like the only piece that might be missing is Pacheco, and then maybe trying to get some continuity on the offensive line. What does this team do the rest of the season? We know the Broncos have a great defense. We know the Bills are a good team. What do they do the rest of the way at 5-5?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, let's talk about the run game, because the run game, I would say, was an issue last year. It was something that I was just banging the drum for all off season. Hey, you have to improve the run game in free agency. Go spend a little bit of money. I mean, so they signed Elijah Mitchell to a one-year, $1.2 million deal. They could have got J.K. Dobbins at the exact same price. Now, J.K. Dobbins got hurt like he just has in his NFL career, but we still would have had him for the first 8-9 games of the season. They also could have got Javonte Williams for the exact same price, too. So there were ways to improve the run game, and the Chiefs just really didn't seem too interested in doing that. I also think it's good you brought up the point about, hey, you know, early in the year we said this and we said that. I don't want to hear any excuses. The Chiefs had a bye week. They knew how important this game was. They are one of the healthiest teams in the league. Everybody is dealing with injuries. Look at Green Bay right now. They don't have Tucker Kraft. They don't have Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love left with an injury. So not having Isaiah Pacheco, that doesn't excuse the fact that in the most important game of the season, the Chiefs scored 19 points. The Chiefs had two chances to go down and win the game, and they had 2-3 and outs in those. So, like, some of this is just the Chiefs are not executing. They are not playing at a high level. And one thing I really stress, at least on my show, and I'm sure it'll come up in this conversation with you, is all of our feelings about the Chiefs are tied into what they've done in the past. The Chiefs in 2025 have not done anything to make you think they're going to make the playoffs. If you're picking them to make the playoffs, I get it. I haven't given up on the Chiefs either. But at some point, this year's version of the Chiefs, they have to do something. They have to string wins together. They have to go on the road and beat good football teams. And so far this season, they've just been unable to put that together.
Carrington Harrison is here with us on the JR Sport Re-Show from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Well, they're coming off of a bye. You mentioned the playoffs. We know that that's still a possibility. But this is unfamiliar territory for them to be sitting here at 500. We know that they're not going to win the division. That'd be shocking. What are your thoughts on them getting into the postseason?
I mean, right now it really comes down to, do you just trust this team to get right and get healthy? Now, the schedule lightens up, and they play Denver at home. They play the Chargers at home. They have Houston at home. Like, they don't have too many big road games. But you got, you know, four of their next seven games are against teams that we think can potentially make the postseason, including this week playing Indianapolis. So it's about playing consistent football. And, I mean, you say uncharted territory. I mean, the Chiefs have never been in this situation. I mean, they won the division last year by 4 games last year. The Chiefs were able to take the final week of the season off because they had lapped the entire field. They're eliminated from the division conversation to me before we got to Thanksgiving. I would say the 5-seed conversation is out. I just don't see how the Chiefs have all the necessary tiebreakers. I would be surprised if they were the 5-seed. I mean, really, they are now one of the teams that are fighting for 6 or 7 in there. Can you imagine? Like, what if it is Patriots, Chiefs, first round of the playoffs where you got Drake May in his first postseason game going up against Patrick Mahomes. Like, who's the favorite in that? Well, I mean, there definitely is a lot of interesting storylines, but it just goes back to, at some point, this year's Kansas City Chiefs team, not based off what last year's team did or 2 years ago or the dynasty, at some point this year's team has to prove that they are one of the best teams in the National Football League, and so much of the conversation around Kansas City has based off what they've done in the past and not what we are currently seeing them do.
Now, Carrington, you talk about the idea that this team is a little stale right now, maybe complacent given all of the past success. What happens, or what can happen in the offseason?
That's a great question. I mean, for me, they just need a whole new energy. Like, this would be the analogy I would make, JR. You've been doing this for a long time. And over time, you just develop new bits. You can't have the same bits for a decade. You can't do this thing. You know, like, you have to switch it up. You got to stay fresh. You got to stay current. So at least for me, I think Patrick Mahomes needs more structure in the passing game. I think that their offense is predicated around him being a superhero. And he is still very good. Don't get me wrong. He is not playing like a superhero right now, where if you look at other teams, you know, because you've established a run game, your quarterback can throw for 180 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions, and you can do some other things to go win the game. That's not really how Kansas City's offense is built. So for me, it's going to be new offensive voice, new offensive coordinator. I think Mahomes just needs a new quarterback voice in the room, and also just establish a run game. And to my point that I've been making about how things have changed, and look at the NFL right now. Every team that you think can win the Super Bowl can run the football effectively. Nobody's saying you got to have Saquon Barkley in the best run game in the National Football League like the Eagles did last year, but like the Patriots can run the football. Denver was one of the best rushing teams in the league. Indianapolis, like, you got to have a threat. You got to have an identity. You got to be able on third and three to turn around and run the football. And Kansas City is just not one of those teams, doesn't really seem too committed in trying to be one of those teams that can run the football successfully.
Well, Carrington, given all the success that the Chiefs have had, what is the overall fan sentiment? Is it just a matter of, oh, shucks, we've been doing all this winning, this is just a bad year? Are we talking fans who are kind of real ticked off?
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. You know how it goes. You know, there's a portion of the fan base that want Andy fired. There's a portion of the fan base that wants the offensive coordinator fired. There's a portion of the fan base that thinks that Mahomes has been doing too many State Farm commercials, and that's why the Chiefs are in this situation. So, you know, that's how fans are going to be. I would say that there is still a lot of optimism that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. That is because of the schedule. As I alluded to, most of their big games the rest of the way are home games, and home games in the division. So I think there is a belief that, all right, they are 5-5. If you can win this swing game against the Colts at home, you got a Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys. I mean, this team can go from 5-5 to 7-5 in basically 4 days. And where we currently are with Kansas City, you will feel drastically different. Now, the Chiefs don't have a lot of tiebreakers. The Chiefs lost to Buffalo. The Chiefs also lost to Jacksonville earlier in the year, and they lost to the Chargers. But they have the Chargers again because they're in the division. So, like, I'm looking at this, like, 11 for sure gets you in. I'm not 100% sure if 10-7 gets the Chiefs in, because if Jacksonville's 10-7, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker. If Buffalo has 10-7. So, like, Kansas City, to me, they got to go 6-1 down the stretch to guarantee they make the postseason. And if they are 10-7, it really depends on who ties them record-wise.
Wow. Well, Carrington, let me ask you this. We talk about this team potentially getting in as a wild card. Would they not be the ultimate wild card if they were to make the postseason? Who wants to see them?
No, for sure. I mean, they definitely would be, and that's why I think a lot of the confidence is just get in. I also think that the confidence kind of changed a couple of years ago when the Chiefs went on the road and went to the Super Bowl. Remember, they went on the road, they beat Buffalo. They also went on the road and beat Baltimore. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of confidence with just get in. Hey, I know how things have gone, but you got Andy, you got Mahomes, you got championship DNA. So a lot of the feeling is we don't care if we're the sixth seed. We don't care if we're the seventh seed. And I think a lot of that just comes from people in Kansas City aren't afraid of Bo Nix. People in Kansas City aren't afraid of Drake May or Daniel Jones. And that looks like the power structure right now in the AFC. So you'll take your chances with 15. Andy Reid, and you'll roll the dice with whoever their opponent could be.
Yeah, there's still some light here for the Kansas City Chiefs, even though they're standing at 500 right now. Carrington, always appreciate the time. Tell everybody where they could listen, find you, all the good stuff.
Hey, man, I always appreciate popping on, man. You can actually catch me. I'm on the Infinity Sports Network, man, Saturday morning, getting people ready for college football, getting people ready for an exciting week in the National Football League, man. So every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, Carrington, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch you soon, hopefully with a better record, okay?
Of course, JR. Appreciate you, man.
My guy, all the time. Shout-outs to Carrington Harrison. You can catch him here on the Infinity Sports Network as well as 610 Sports Radio out in Kansas City. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. I mean, we saw Sunday Night Football. We actually had the Super Bowl champs, and we saw the Lions try to go out there and beat them again. It did not happen. Let's talk about the team that actually won the Super Bowl, and then the Lions, who are still trying to get over the hump. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash with Justin Rock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
This portion of the show is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. Hey, thank you so much to Carrington Harrison for joining us. Listen to Carrington right here on the Infinity Sports Network as well as 610 Sports Radio. Kansas City Chiefs got a record of 5-5. Not looking good right now. They just, obviously yesterday, lost to Denver via field goal. They lost before that against the Buffalo Bills. And so they got a chance to still turn things around. They got the Indianapolis Colts in their next game. So things are, the Chiefs are still alive. Let's just put it that way. And if they get into the postseason, nobody wants to see the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you missed that conversation with Carrington Harrison, just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, last night, and we've already talked about tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Cowboys and the Raiders. They'll get underway in about 30 minutes from now. Last night, Sunday Night Football, we saw two teams that could be out here competing for an NFC title. And it just seemed to be same old hat for both of the teams. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Lions. The Eagles still come out on top, 16-9. The Detroit Lions, this is a team that on any given Sunday, they're putting up like 30, 31, 32 points a game. And the Eagles hold them to 9 points. Philadelphia's record is now 8-2. Detroit's record is 6-4. But despite all of this, these are two teams that are not happy. I mean, even the Eagles, still not happy ultimately with the results. I mean, they cannot put together a string of points to save their damn lives. I mean, they force-fed A.J. Brown to start the game. I mean, he's been complaining all season about getting the football, not getting the football. He finished the game with 7 receptions for 49 yards. Feels like the majority of it took place in the first half of the game. Saquon rushed for 83 yards. And, I mean, we had Jalen Hurts, who pretty much scored their only touchdown. So the Eagles here, despite winning, the defense is getting the job done. I mean, they just traded for a Phillips, who's coming in from Miami, who's doing a damn good job. And then on the Lions side, they met their match with the defense. I mean, the Lions have had some offensive issues. I mean, Dan Campbell is now calling the plays on offense. I guess they miss Ben Johnson. And then we all know Dan Campbell, he likes to gamble. The Detroit Lions went for it on fourth down 5 times. They were stopped all 5 times. They could not convert on third down. And so once again, the Detroit Lions take on the Eagles. They have a chance to make some noise, and they fall flat again. Dan Campbell says, you don't got to blame anybody for the offense stinking. Just blame me.
Just couldn't ever really get in a rhythm offensively. You know, there's some calls I wish I could have gotten back. You know, I didn't help those guys, and I hate that. You know, I didn't help them.
Yeah, well, listen, you're not going out there and playing. I mean, he still looks like he can play. Probably not, but guy's built like a truck. Jared Goff did play. He was out there on the field. He didn't have a great game. 14 of 37 coming to passes completed. One touchdown and an interception. I mean, that defense was all up in his grill all game long. And so Jared Goff, he said, yeah, the Eagles defense was great, but no, we suck too.
Kind of the game we anticipated from our defense is you know, they were going to play a little bit of field position, ball control. Our defense was going to continue to stop them, and then we had to do our job and try to score points, and we didn't. It feels horrible. It's the worst. You know, our defense plays well and feel like you let them down, and, you know, I know I certainly do. And
listen, man, these are two good teams. You would think that they're garbage, because if you go ahead to the other locker room and you talk to the Philadelphia Eagles, they're still trying to figure out how to run the football. Like, they're worried about getting A.J. Brown the ball. Jalen Hurts has another game where he doesn't throw for more than, I don't know, 100 and something yards. He only passed for 135. And so if you listen to the Eagles, Jalen Hurts is just like, man, I don't know what we're doing on offense.
Always going to give a lot of respect to the opponent we play. It's always going to come down to us and what we do. We have to do a bit of identifying of who we are so we can find consistency in something and go out there and execute at a high level. But you know what I feel about momentum. You know, it can begin and end at any moment.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I think is he running for political office? Jalen Hurts never says anything. His head coach, Nick Sirianni, he says a lot. He typically stammers through whatever the hell he's trying to say. Hey, Nick, are you worried about the offense?
Obviously, we want to be better than what we were tonight, but every game's played a little bit different. Like, the way the game is played sometimes is dictated of what's happening in the game, right? Make no mistake about it. Our goal in every single game is to come out with a win.
Yeah, well, I'd hope the goal isn't to go out there and lose. I'd hope. Jalen Hurts doesn't say anything. Nick Sirianni doesn't say anything. What about A.J. Brown? A.J. Brown is the one always on social media. A.J. Brown is the one complaining and whining. A.J. Brown just wants the ball on offense so he can help out. A.J., what the hell do you think is going on with the offense?
How do you reconcile that, you know, that you got your targets but the offense still didn't kind of deliver the way you wanted to?
It wasn't about targets last week or the week before.
Production.
It wasn't about that at all. It was me trying to help and contribute. That's all. And regardless of what that looked like in phases, you know, I think I did. But like I said, it's a lot of stuff that we as offense and me myself need to continue to get better at.
No, we all need to get better. It used to be about him. It feels like it changes every week. He's like, oh, it's not about me and targets, but, you know, but it's about the team. He just make up your mind, man. And so this is one thing we know for sure. The Lions are good. The Detroit Lions will be good. They'll go into the postseason, and then we can ask Mr. Jared Goff what he has going on. I don't trust him. Now, I don't look at him and not trust him like I do not trust 4 interception Sam Darnold. But Jared Goff is someone that I look at and just say, I don't trust him in the postseason. I don't. It's a good regular season team. I like Dan Campbell, but I think this squad, I believe they missed their mark. I think they did. I don't trust the Detroit Lions. I think if they played the Philadelphia Eagles again, would we get the same result? Probably not a 16-9 game. But I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles 9 times out of 10. And I love Dan Campbell. I love his approach. I love the, you know, let's bite kneecaps and crack ankles. He drinks black coffee for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I like the guy, but he is just too aggressive in his play calling. And so now the fact that he took over the offensive play call and they went for it five times on fourth down. I'm sure the players appreciate it. Or maybe every now and then the players go, well, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? Dan Campbell, you got to love the guy. I think a lot of dudes would run through a brick wall for him. He says, listen, people, I love my team. I'm proud of them. I don't care that we lost.
Proud of the way the guys played. I thought they played their tails off, played hard, man. I thought we finished plays, tried to finish plays. I thought we were disciplined. Defense, I thought, really, really played their tails off, you know. I thought they showed up, played championship-style defense.
Okay. Well, look, then now the offense has to catch up. Good luck with that one. At least up next for the Detroit Lions, they're going to take on the New York Giants. Okay, that should be a prime opportunity for them to pick up their seventh victory of the season, because the New York Giants, as we know, they're going absolutely nowhere. And then the Eagles, this is their birthright, right? The Philadelphia Eagles are going to play again Sunday night football against the Dallas Cowboys. That's what we have. This is exactly what we're going to get. Eagles, Cowboys. I'm going to go ahead and take the Eagles, you know, in that game. Okay. Oh, yeah. By the way, we're getting ready for Monday night football, the Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders. They'll be in action in now about, 25 minutes from now. So once the Dallas Cowboys get into action, we'll keep you up to date on the Cowboys and the Raiders. But Philadelphia Eagles, looks like this is early. Looks like they're going back to the Super Bowl, right? Like Bacha, they're the best team in the NFC.
And my issue with the Eagles is that they're winning all of these games, and it's not pretty. So I eventually do think that something will click with their offense, and they're just going to be a powerhouse. And they make the right moves, trading for a corner, trading for an edge rusher, and they really don't lose anything. So if they can just figure out what to do with A.J. Brown and what to do with Saquon, it should be an easy trip to the Super Bowl.
They got time. You know, I think the team that has the best chance of knocking them off happen to be the other 8-2 team in the NFC, and that happens to be the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford is playing out of his mind right now. I can appreciate the Los Angeles Rams. I think this is going to be our NFC championship game. I know it's early. But when it comes to the NFC, I don't think there's any two teams that look better than Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Tampa Bay's dealt with too many injuries, and Chicago, I get it, they're 7-3, but I'm not going to trust them. Green Bay's been dealing with injuries. And Detroit, they can never get over the hump. They just can't beat the Philadelphia Eagles. So shout-outs to the Eagles, despite all the losing and complaining. Well, not the losing, the locker room fighting. The Eagles have won four straight games. They got a record of 8-2. They're just beating everybody up in a rock fight. And let's see what they do, come January. I think we're going to see another Super Bowl run by this team. Also, let's see what happens with Lane Johnson. He's been dealing with some foot and ankle issues over the past couple of weeks. And if there is or has been a change with the Philadelphia Eagles, it has been their offensive line. And so let's see how things develop as the season continues on. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we talked about Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. We talked about Shador and all these injuries. Justin Fields has been benched, and James Franklin's new job with Virginia Tech. Shador made his debut yesterday. First NFL game. LeBron James looks like he's going to make his debut very, very soon. His season debut. Season, 22, 23 with the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll talk about LeBron. He's coming in. Wembanyama's going down. Moran is going down. And then Paul George is back too, I guess. We'll talk about it here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.